The primary funding mechanism for developing neurofeedback protocols right now is the R61, R33 mechanism that NIH has, that NIMH has in particular. And this mechanism asks you to optimize your dose in the first 2 years, the R61 period of the intervention. So in my mind, the proper way to optimize a dose is to have a multi-leg intervention. So what does multi-leg intervention mean? It means that you recruit, you know, you're going to randomize to multiple different groups. One group of people is going to get one session of neurofeedback. A second group is going to get two. A third session is going to get three. A fourth session is going to get four. And you're going to follow all these groups for a month. And you're probably also going to have a group that gets sham, right? So you have like four or five groups of people, all of whom you're following, and you're seeing whether getting those additional neurofeedback sessions actually results in a substantial difference in symptoms weeks to months after the intervention. So that's the proper way to evaluate, to optimize dose for a neurofeedback intervention, which is totally not feasible in a 2 year time period. Nobody can recruit enough patients and do that much work to have a well-powered multi-leg study in 2 years.